I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Celebrations heard around the world as Hamas agrees to release all living hostages as part of the peace deal with Israel. But many remain skeptical. The terrorist organization will keep their promise. Axios writing, quote, the next phases could be just as difficult given the complex issues involved in removing both Israeli forces and Hamas leadership from Gaza and creating a new political and security architecture. There is room for things to fall apart. How concerned are you about that?
I am concerned about the potential for things to fall apart, but not right now in the short term, meaning not in the phases that it would take for Hamas to give up those hostages or even for the Israelis to navigate the complexity of the domestic politics that they're going to have to navigate to get this deal across the finish line. What I'm worried about is actually when the hostages come back home, because make no mistake, the Islamic Republic of Iran, the major backer of Hamas, what's left of this transnational terrorist organization, whether it's the actors of resistance groups like Hezbollah, like in Lebanon, example, the Houthis in Yemen, all of these groups are anti-American, anti-Israeli, and they're waiting for both Israel and America to go back to an October 6th mentality. Mm. So me, someone who wants all of the 20-point peace plan to be implemented, I'm waiting on seeing, you know, how Hamas is actually disarmed and rolled back, both politically and militarily, after the hostages come home.
That is a very key point, as offered by a Mideast expert, saying I'm optimistic, but I also know the reality of one dealing with Hamas. We want to be celebrating. We want to be, and they are. They have been doing that overnight, ever since the word came out yesterday, or late last night, from Israel that they were going to be basically shutting down, or putting an end to, I should say, the war, at least looking for a reason to back it all off. But it's hard to celebrate if you're worried about what's going to come next. Are they really going to follow through? That's the key. The reason I was stumbling around there, I kept thinking, I don't really want to deflate this victory. And it's not on behalf of Trump that I'm doing. I'm talking about the world and Israel and innocent men, women, and children in Gaza. But we have still, even in our nation, we have Hamas supporters. They'll cry from the river to the sea, and they think that's just, we're just pushing the Palestinian issue. We want our own state. We want one state, which if you ran from the river to the sea, Israel would cease to exist. You can't have that. And yet we've got people in this nation that continue to do that and state that. I've seen some signs displayed on cars. Free Palestine. Do they not know the history? Do they not know the history? How Palestine was formed and even offered more territory and a chance to be more free than they are at or were up to October 7, but they had already elected the Hamas leadership and they were not going to give or yield anything. Let's stay optimistic. Let's keep it in our prayers, but you can't forget reality. That's what I was, have to admit, I was stumbling around there. I thought, boy, I just don't want to throw water on this, but they will throw gasoline on it. Thanks for joining us. Hour number one, Larry Connors, USA, October 9, 2025. You get news, analysis, opinion, and an education. You will know more at the end of this hour than you did when we began. Glad to have you on board, reminding you that you can watch the program. We are streaming video while we're on the air here for you, so you can watch it. How do you do that? You go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook, And again, reminding you, you're going to get more than news, analysis, opinion. You're going to get an education, because you will know more when we finish this hour than you do right now. I promise you that. Hold me to it. And, of course, don't forget, if you don't have the app on your phone, the NewsTalk STL app, you are missing a great opportunity. Very easy to download. Go to your app store, NewsTalk STL, open it up, install it on your phone, absolutely free. And from then on, wherever you are, and I mean wherever in the world. I got a friend that's making a trip to Greece next week. He said, I'll be listening from Greece. I said, great. Because when you push that app and you open it up, whatever we have on the air at that moment is what you will hear, which is right now the Larry Connors USA. Glad to have you. Later in this hour, we're going to have another Mideast expert. And we're also going to break down details of how this is supposed to unfold. I mean, there are several phases that are being worked out. I want to give you a better handle on it coming up in the next hour. And still later this hour, a Mideast expert dealing with the same issues with his take. This is a big deal if it actually comes to fruition. And yeah, you could give a celebration for Trump and cry again, this is the reason he should get the Nobel Peace Prize. But of course, he was not doing it for that. He just wanted the fighting to stop. If this is good, great. Ukraine, Russia, all the efforts can be refocused. Let me take a moment to remind you, tomorrow, Speaker Tim Jones and Chris Harp's program that precedes us from 4 to 6 will be broadcasting live from Harpo's in Chesterfield. I'm going to be out there for a period of time. Come on out. Greet the team, we'll say hello, greet each other, and share our common goals of defending our country. Before we move off the Israeli statement, let's go to Trump last night talking about, it's a great thing, but, and I'm happy, and there's a lot of folks that need to be thanked and praised.
It's amazing. I've never seen anything. It's so good for Israel. I spoke to Bibi Netanyahu just a little while ago. He called. He said, I can't believe it. He said, everybody's liking me now. Meaning him. He said, they're more importantly, they're loving Israel again. And they really are. Israel cannot fight the world, Bibi. They can't fight the world. And he understands that very well. So it's amazing the way it's all come together. And it's a beautiful picture. I don't know if it could ever happen again. It was just a set of circumstances.
Could never happen again. Hopefully it won't be needed again. But again, we have to keep in mind who we're dealing with. In the meantime, in our blue cities and states, there continue to be calls for Hamas support. And we will see if it diminishes or escalates now that this has happened. If I'm going to put money on it, say look for it to escalate. We do know, of course, that the anti-ICE battles continue. And even there was a sign in one of the protests being held up that Molotov cocktails dissolve ICE. That's a clear call for threats and action, not freedom of speech at that point. And keep in mind, many of these protesters are paid. They get dollars. They gather early. They're given pre-printed signs. And then they go and gather. And they're getting money, money, money. Now, you could say they're still there for their personal belief as well, but money really helps open the door, doesn't it? FBI Director Patel says, we will lift their cover.
what it's going to take to bring down this network of organized criminal thugs, gangbangers, and yes, domestic terrorists, because that's what they are. They are harming everyday citizens in every single one of our communities. And the folks you see here on the right and left, they're some of the bravest men and women we have today. They're reporting the stories live time because the mainstream media won't cover it. They're putting their lives on the line. They're standing up for the flag. The least we can do is stand up for them. So we deserve a country where you are protected as equally as they are. We, in this FBI, will go after with the criminals with a vengeance. We will not rest until we find every single seed, money, donor, organization, and funding mechanism that we have.
Good, good. Uncover everybody who's contributing to them. I know where some of the money's coming from, so do you. The George Soros Open Society Foundation and other such groups. They would tell you, if you question them, well, this is better for America. It's better for America? It's not better for America. Not even better for them, but they think that they will be at the top when all the dust settles. I want to see some of them behind bars. And, of course, in Chicago the other day, ICE agents were being attacked outside their detention center, blocked in. They couldn't move, and they knew we were basically sitting ducks for any attacks that might come. They were radioing for assistance. Chicago cops, being the diligent officers they are, started racing to the scene. The patrol commander came on and said, get near the scene, but don't go in yet. Just hold off till I get additional information. And then somebody told him, get them out of there. I'll let you decide who made the decision. The mayor, the governor, but either way, they were told, stand down. That is sickening to law enforcement everywhere. And there's a Florida sheriff that laid it out on his emotions entirely as to what he thought of such action.
Hello, I'm Sheriff Grady Judd. I've spent my entire adult life in law enforcement, and I have never heard of one law enforcement agency not helping another when they call for help until this weekend. When a chief of patrol where the Chicago Police Department instructed the police officers not to run in and help their colleagues who were calling for help, who were under attack by a bunch of people clearly violating the law. If you allow anarchists and criminals to run wild in your community, people will die. People will be shot. Now, let me say this. For other law enforcement leaders across this state and nation, you need to be standing up saying the same exact thing that I am.
Yeah, and in fact, the president of the Portland Police Union said, I'm open to federal support to help us deal with this burst in crime. That's in Portland. But the mayor of Portland, the governor of Oregon, as Kristi Noem says, they will not help.
We're seeing that kind of pattern happen with local law enforcement and state law enforcement, not just in Illinois, but also out in Oregon, too. In fact, in Portland, I was there yesterday, but some of the ICE officers were telling me that as they drove by the rioters that were saying, kill ICE agents, Molotov cocktails, melt ICE, that the Portland police were cheering them on and had their fists in the air cheering on the rioters that were threatening their lives. So in Chicago, we had a 10-car caravan trail our ICE officials and pin them down. And those ICE officials, to get out of their vehicles, a woman tried to ram them and run them over, and they shots were fired to get them to safety. So it's happening on a regular basis, and any elected official that allows this to happen and gives cover to those kind of individuals who are perpetuating murder should absolutely be prosecuted, in my opinion.
Yes, and as she pointed out, even some of the Portland police officers in this case were shouting on, egging, and supporting the attacks on ICE. I would say shame on you, but let's begin by, you're fired. There was a reporter giving her story of what happened as she was outside one of these Portland events going on, and it's not the ICE agents attacking her, it's the protesters.
Today, I am sitting here with a black eye and a concussion after being violently hit in the face with a metal pole while reporting outside the ICE facility just this past week. After the attack, I immediately went to three Portland police officers who refused to detain the suspect. I took the time to chase down the suspect in the streets, had her held for 35 minutes. I was waiting for Portland police to come, and they never came. Mm. Then that's what opened to my eyes to what this group is actually doing. I watched 20 Antifa militants help my assault suspect escape into an Antifa safe house that is one block away from the ICE facility. And this safe house is where Antifa-affiliated protesters are conducting parliamentary operations. It's where they're resting, they're showering, they're eating to continue this occupation. I have staked out this safe house and have observed shift changes. This group is highly organized. It is being funded through mutual aid groups, and they have no plans of stopping. Residents living across the ICE facility have been held hostage by Antifa. They're begging for federal intervention. The city refuses to help, and they want you, President Trump, to come in and restore law and order.
She was addressing a joint conference with President Trump when she directed that remark. The director of the Portland ICE office said, "We've been confronting violence for more than 100 straight nights. And yet you've got those in the blue cities and states, such as New York Congressman Dan Goldman."
You have to add in the fact that many of these ICE agents are masked, they're plain clothes, they're unidentified, and they're violent. So, yes, people are going to be scared because you have these unidentified masked agents who are screaming and violent and using excessive force a lot. So naturally, you're going to be scared. And we're seeing it all over the country, seeing it here in New York, where an ICE agent shoved a woman to the ground who was lamenting the fact that her husband had been taken. By the way, both of them were here with an asylum application ongoing, pathway to get here. He was originally suspended and then was reinstated for some undetermined reason. Mm. This is going on all over the country. It is excessive. And the American people recognize that we can have a robust immigration enforcement system without this kind of violence.
Oh, yeah. Well, it starts with the protesters. Why the woman got shoved to the ground? She was trying to bust into the ICE agents. If you don't be intimidated and you're worried about them, stay the hell away. Let's start there. But in Portland, they're reporting bottle rockets striking facility, barricades blocking vehicles, lasers targeting officers' eyes. And they want you to believe it's the ICE agents that are threatening? We're going to spend more time on this in the next hour. Coming up, a Mideast expert on the next steps for Israel and Hamas. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years at Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-9300. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. We're in the process of linking up with our guest. There are so many things going on regarding the Middle East right now. Excuse me. That some we put in request. I was doing it immediately yesterday, and we got some scheduled. And today, several of them had to drop off. Other events are involved in with right now are being extended. When we bring one on, and we're told you have a 10-minute window because they've got another outlet wanting to interview them right behind you, I said, well, we will honor that. We always make sure we get them off in time. Unfortunately, there are some others in this business that do not do that. They care only about their program, which I understand. Well, I care about my program too, but I want to be respectful of other programs that are counting on having that guest. Well, we got him established down, glad to, 26 years of the Navy, senior research fellow with the Naval Warfare and Advanced Technology at Heritage, Brent Sadler. Glad to have you on board, Brent. Welcome aboard, Brent. Well, what would you think happened there? George Soros, where are you? If you're hiding in some corner of this room intercepting our phone calls and directing things to go crazy, and I will get hold of you yet. But now we've got Brent Sadler. Welcome aboard. Well, I guess we don't, folks. We're not going to spend our time going back and over again. I have no idea why it's not going through unless he can. Jerome is busy over there. Good thing I'm not pulling out my hair. I do not have the ability to pull more hair out. I can certainly go a little bit off the edge. But Jerome is still working, or are we going to do a pass on it? I'm giving Jerome a pass because he's the one doing the hard work trying to get the guy on the phone. And again, we don't know why we're being delayed. I apologize. That's the way things happen in the business. You think I'd be caught off guard? You think I couldn't come up with something? I'm a Texan, and I have a BS degree, and I use it a lot. So I can tap dance for the rest of the day if I need to. But I'd really like for you to hear from our Heritage Mideast expert, Brent Sadler. Let me give you an idea of some of the breakdown that's been going on ever since the announcement came yesterday. And this is a powerful statement in the issue that Trump was sitting in the state dining room for a few minutes last night, about an hour plus, at that time listening patiently during that panel of right-wing influencers. All right, Brent, we got you on board now.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
We hear you fine, sir. Glad to have you with us.
Okay.
All right. So
let's be on board.
All right, let's begin with what was your reaction when you heard that they're the Hamas deal is apparently going through, and Trump, as I was getting ready to say, Secretary of State Rubio had stepped into the room while President Trump was listening to a briefing to others and whispered into his ear and basically gave him the word about the Middle East. What was your response?
Be careful. This is a terrorist organization that's renowned for breaking, you know, past deals or taking half measures. So I'm guardedly optimistic. I was like, finally, this is the right choice. It's much too late after much suffering.
Yeah.
But until the hostages are all back home, I think we need to be very vigilant.
I was expressing the same thing at the beginning of the program, and I admitted to the audience, I hate to be throwing water on it and be the Debbie Downer, but until it's done, it's not done.
That's right.
Where do you think it could fall apart?
Well, we're in the window. Like, once the guns go silent, there's 72 hours for Hamas to turn over the 20 living hostages. At least that's the account that everyone is saying is 20, and that hopefully it doesn't go lower than that. That's the window of time. If there's a party, not Hamas, or party within Hamas that doesn't like this deal, could cause problems. It could prevent one or a few of the hostages from being delivered safely on time. That would mean the whole deal is derailed, at least with Hamas. I do think that one of the important elements of this deal, this plan that President Trump put forward, is that even if Hamas doesn't engage or support it, there's enough in there that they can still move ahead forward. The Israelis remove Hamas forcefully, and the rebuilding with the allied or partners in the region proceeds, and they establish a new authority for the Palestinian people. None of that is conditional on Hamas's agreement.
Now, already, though, the Israeli troops have pulled back to what they are calling the yellow line, which they had agreed they would back out, give Hamas time to pull things together, and this basically giving 53% of the Gaza territory back over to Hamas for right now.
Now they have 72 hours. If the hostages aren't coming, aren't all back in, then the hostilities will begin right back up. And again, need to be vigilant that Hamas is playing everyone and trying to string things on, and that cannot be accepted. They are not in a position to negotiate.
Well, what is your thought as to what's happening in Hamas? Their leadership is pretty much decimated. We got basically kids mm-hmm. that might be raised to a position now, and you know, every time we wipe out a leader, who's next in line? Not me. Yeah, because if you are, you're probably targeted by a drone. Who is actually running Hamas, you believe, at this point?
Well, I think the reality is you've got a few leftovers that haven't been assassinated in gutter. That is where they've been living in a life of luxury on pretty much taxpayers' dime for many years.
Yep.
They're the ones ostensibly negotiating, but they are so disconnected and they have no operational control over what's happening in Gaza. In Gaza, you might have a few hardened senior folks, not like the ones that are all gone now, but who have the operational control over the forces. But even within Gaza, there are other factions, other tribes that Hamas, when they are in the ascendant power there, they're able to keep in line. And so if one of those groups, say Islamic Jihad is one of them, decides that they don't like this deal, they're going to play a spoiler, and maybe they have a couple of the hostages in their control. Maybe they don't show up and the whole deal falls apart. So it's a fractured tribalist kind of leadership at best is what you're dealing with.
It's always been like that in the Middle East, right? So why should we expect different?
Exactly.
Well, if this inside tribe decides to exercise, we're just not going to play the game. We're not giving up. We're going to fight to the end. Everything will fall apart?
No, that's the beautiful thing. And I noticed it very early in the 21-point plan that President Trump put forward. It's like, hey, you know, the first step for the peace part, for ceasefire elements, is Hamas has to agree and do the following things, and then they have to get out. If Hamas doesn't agree to that, well, then they are forcefully removed by the Israelis, and then the reconstruction begins. So whether or not Hamas says yes doesn't mean that the 21-point plan doesn't go forward. There are already Gulf states, Middle Eastern countries also, as well as the Israelis, already on board with executing this 21-point plan. That's an important element. It's not conditional on the acceptance of Hamas to it at all.
And that's another point you bring up. All the Arab states, Muslim countries that are on board with it, and they do not want any of the Palestinians to come into their lands. They're not going to be a beacon of hope for them to leave Gaza and come to their countries.
Yeah, sadly, the Palestinian diaspora has been hasn't been the best of guests in other countries. I just talked to the Libyans, the Tunisians, the Lebanese, the Jordanians for that. And it's unfortunate, and it's really their leadership, going all the way back to Yasser Arafat, that really have given them this kind of situation. So I think it's in the best interest for many of these Middle Eastern countries that the Palestinians are given a potential path forward that's much more prosperous and secure without Hamas in Gaza than trying to get them out. Now, there is a fig leaf that's, or an olive branch that's kind of extended to the diehard.
Oh, that was a slip of the tongue. Yeah, yeah. It may be a fig leaf. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Then you're gonna see a lot more than you want.
Yeah.
but that olive branch is kind of being extended to the diehards of Hamas. I mean, that assumes that someone's going to want to accept them. Maybe the Iranians will. These are the ones that will say, "Hey, if you have a window of time of getting out, if you want to continue being a radical and you want to continue a path of violence and death, you just can't be in Gaza. You can have safe passage out." I don't know if anyone's going to take that, but that's the reality for the Palestinians. I think it's also in the best interest of them that they are given new leadership and a new mandate to try to make a better start for themselves in Gaza.
In our last 30 seconds, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is calling for Trump to receive the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, I think earned. I mean, I don't think he needed to wait until the peace that he's on the cusp of achieving in between the Palestinians and the Israelis right now, and wider with the Middle East. I mean, the Abraham Accords should have gotten him this award, and that was in his first term.
Yes.
The peace that he was able to get, Congo and Rwanda, another one. So I think richly deserved, certainly better than when Obama got it even before he was in office, and simply for giving an eloquent speech Cairo.
That's exactly right. Brent Sadler, Heritage Foundation, thank you very much for your time, sir. Glad we got it connected.
Sorry for that technical difficulties. Have a good day.
We'll do it again, sir. I'm not blaming you, sir. I'm blaming, Soros.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
For 100 years, Tom Shaw Realtor is helping folks buy or sell, but also helping the community. He wanted this paid commercial to promote the Tom Shaw Walk for Alzheimer's, Sunday, October 12. More details at ShawRealtors.com.
You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting.
Listen up. The offer St. Louis can't stop talking about being held over by popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you might get zero interest, no payments for 18 months. This is Renewal by Anderson, the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted more than 122 years. Our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. And remember, Anderson products increase your home's value by at least 15%. So make sure you take advantage of the offer while it's still being held over. Schedule your complimentary consultation at rbastl.com. 877-WINDOWS. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson. This is award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment. Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. It means that you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Baby, I got your number. Oh, and I know that you got mine. I called too many times. You can call me, baby. You can call me anytime. You got to call me.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Well, they just briefed us, Larry. Dan Bongino came over, deputy of the FBI. We had all of us in the room. This is the first we've heard of it. Obviously, I figured we would be somehow breached by China or North Korea, but not by your own government. This is all about Donald Trump. I'm an ally of Donald Trump. I love this country. The Democratic Party, the Biden administration, tried to destroy this country. They tried to keep intact in contact with their enemies, so to speak, which was people that love this country, such as me and the other senators. But this is outrageous. They told us our phone numbers were breached, but we do not know that if there any content was added in there. It's the investigation just started. This is out of control. It's going to get worse and worse. You know, it's I have nothing to hide, but Jack Smith, he has a lot to hide. He's trying to save his soul himself because he is deep into this, and he's trying to find some way to get out of it once he started going after President Trump.
Yeah, Alabama Senator Tuberville, Coach Tuberville, he actually chose some nice words. Save his soul, I think he said. Add to that his butt. Jack Smith, because you were part of this invasion. It's clearly a privacy invasion, at the very least, of eight sitting senators because they wanted to archive their phone calls. Why? Why? It's baseless monitoring. Cash Patel, that's exactly the words he used on it. Now, as you heard the Alabama senator point out, we don't know what they have beyond just our connections. But why would they do that if they're not going to get more? Let's back it up here a moment. The FBI, under the leadership of Comey, and Ray was also part of this, they had a division called CR-15, the CR-15 squad. Sounds pretty important, Larry. What is that? I'm glad you asked. We don't really know because they were trying to make it so secret. But Patel found out about it and knew which doors to knock down to start getting information on it. He said it was baseless monitoring. The way the CR-15 squad supposedly was doing things, they were just making notes, updating information as to which senators, which include Hawley of Missouri, who they were calling and when, and for how long they talked. All related to the J6 investigation, we know that. But what would be the purpose of knowing that Hawley called another senator or anyone, that he called at a certain time and they had a conversation for this length of period? That has no value. The only value comes in knowing what was being said. If you're looking to prove that Hawley and these other senators were guilty of something and they should be standing in front of the January 6th committee, I refuse to believe, and I believe in Santa Claus still. So this is hard for me to stretch into this imagination. And yes, I still believe in the tooth fairy. But I do not believe the FBI and the CR-15 squad were simply analyzing and tabulating the calls being made by various senators, how long they talked, and what date, without listening to what was being said. There's nothing to be gained otherwise. Now, maybe they're trying to skirt, as they do, they like to change terminology. You know that. The left rewrites words. We weren't wiretapping. We were shopping for pie. Oh, Larry, you're kind of stupid there, aren't you? Yeah, I could be. But they're saying we were not wiretapping because that would suggest they were listening. Or even if you are going to admit and find out, yeah, you were wiretapping. Well, we haven't listened to the tapes. We got them, but we haven't listened to them. Right. I'll bring the tooth fairy back in here. I'm just this close to going along with Peter Pan. Clap your hands twice for an angel. Is that right? I forgot the story, but bottom line is, these guys were the wolf at the door, huffing and puffing and blowing, and they were also coming in sometimes masquerading as sheep, tabulating, collecting data of calls of various senators, at least eight and one member of Congress, the House of Representatives, to find out who they were calling, how long they're on the phone call. Again, I ask you, what do you get out of that? The answer is zippo, nothing. They just wanted to go away. Patel yesterday said, we are clearing up a diseased temple three decades of the making, identifying the rot, removing those who weaponized law enforcement for political purposes, and those who do not meet the standards of this mission while restoring integrity to the FBI. I promise reform. I intend to deliver it. It also posted transparency is important. Accountability is critical. And this is what it looks like. We terminated employees. We abolished the weaponized CR-15 squad and initiated an ongoing investigation. More accountability ahead. FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino cited the same message, then added, we did promise you transparency and accountability. We will continue to deliver on those promises. You deserve better. Now, the other thing about Bongino, he has now been given the task to look into Hillary and the investigation of her little communication system that she set up outside government purview, and Obama. And I can't think of a better way of somebody to get in there and start taking a look at it. What he will find, well, we don't know at this point, do we? But the fact that they're going to be doing it, I think it's outstanding. This is what we need to do with these guys. They've got to be held accountable. And I remind you again, and this is the most frightening part of this story. Oh, yeah, it could get more nightmarish. If Trump had not won this last election, we would never, never, never know about any of this because it would be buried even deeper. And who's going to come out and release it later? Even if a, quote, Republican got elected the next time around, would they do the job? Would the pressure be on? I think once we get into this, there's going to be so much more that we're going to find, and it's well past time that we do. I mean, we got FBI Director, former FBI Director Comey the other day pleading not guilty to federal charges of perjury. He's entitled to do that. But I think all of this says that maybe we need to look at what else was going on. And here's the deal. There is a statute of limitations. But if it's still ongoing, right up to the time that they disband the CR-15 and fire those employees, then I would say you extend the statute of limitations. The statute of limitations. But the bottom line is, will they do it? Do you want it done? Are you ready to just close the book on this? Walker say, oh, well, they got away with that. It won't happen again. Really? You won't happen again? And I'm not just talking about Democrats. Keep in mind, any party could be guilty of this. As Patel said, it's been 3 decades in the making, creating the swamp. You figure a young FBI agent that went to work 30 years ago, maybe he's right out of college, let's say 25 years old, 55, he's just trying to hang on another 5 years, if that would be his correct retirement time, and collect what he can, pension, so forth. But if you bring him up on charges that are basically a violation of law, much less the Constitution, all that evaporates. So these guys are huddled together. Now, there are some phone calls I'd like to wiretap into and see what they're saying back and forth. Or do they even dare do that? Do they realize and fear that maybe we're being wiretapped at this point? Good. I think you should be fearful of that. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy and Fox host Larry Kudlow. That's a good first name, Kudlow, by the way. Larry Kudlow. They were discussing the blue cities and states fighting ICE and Trump wanting to use and using the National Guard. Yes, yes, that interview shows stupidity in play. That story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open, Napoli Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
There is an insurrection going on over these cities, Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland, Chicago. This is blue state Democrats versus the cops and versus ICE and versus law and order. And I think it's an abomination.
Well, it is. And here's what I don't understand. Just look, step back and look at it from 35,000 feet. Whether you're Democrat or Republican, you're the mayor of a major city.
Right.
And you've got a crime problem. A huge crime problem. It goes up, it goes down a little bit, but it's still a crime problem. And somebody from the federal government says, I will offer to send in law enforcement officials to help you, and it won't cost you a dime.
Mm-hmm.
Now, any fair-minded mayor is going to say, well, sure, I can use all the help I can get.
Mm.
And it worked in Washington. It'll work in other places. And on top of that, for the cities that are sanctuary cities, they actually work against us in trying to deport foreign nationals who are in our country illegally. And if you look at it that way, it's just down to the marrow of bone deep stupid.
Down to the bone marrow deep stupid. You got to appreciate Senator Kennedy and how he specifies exactly what it is. I don't know if he comes up with all these or he's got a team of writers. I don't care. I love it. But he's also correct. But in these blue cities and blue states, there are those who are recognizing we need help. I'd mentioned previously, regarding Portland, the president of the police union in Portland said, I'm open to federal support to help fight this breakout of crime, this burst of crime. Said, I want to work with feds to help identify an approach to solve this. Well, of course, that's going to be contrary to the Portland mayor and the governor of Oregon, but not for most citizens. You have to also keep in mind, when you see these gatherings, and we say it's happening in Portland, it's not the entire city. In fact, it is a minimum fraction. A lot of the people are just trying to go about their lives. Same thing in Chicago. One alderman in Chicago recently argued against having troops. That was back in October. But he has since said, basically, I think we need them in here. I had this story pulled up previously, but it disappeared because Google does a good job of hiding it. You have to be aware of this. So here's what came out of it. Back in October, he was last quoted as saying, I don't want troops in here. It'd be threatening. But now this most prominent Southside Democrat, Congressman Lopez, fears rhetoric from Pritzker and Mayor Johnson is pushing his city to a dangerous place and there will be no way safely to get back. And he says, we need to bring in the troops to bring the peace. Amen, brother. Amen. So what did you learn this hour you didn't know when we began? You're going to learn more in the next hour. I will promise you that. And I also want to take a moment to remind you again. Remember our pledge. One nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call to John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. You and I might have something in common, back pain. I can tell you where I go for help, Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details. Plus, gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for a Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Larry Connors here. Is your home ready for the chilly months ahead? Renewal by Anderson has a buy one, get one 50% off window event. And if you qualify, 18 months, no payments, zero interest. Not sure if it's the right time? Renewal makes it easy. No obligation window inspection. Just find out what new windows might cost when you're ready. No pressure, no hassle. And remember, no one but Renewal by Anderson can offer Fibrex, the proprietary window frame material, 200% stronger than vinyl. Means durability, efficiency, beauty that lasts every season. What are you waiting for? Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com and get your consultation. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.